On today's show, Elon Musk says the Hyperloop will give free rides in just 2 months. Engines keep getting smaller. And FCA just hit a $7 billion jackpot. All that and more coming right up on Out of Line Daily. This is Out of Line Daily, the voice of the automotive industry. Elon Musk says his Hyperloop test tunnel will open on December 10th and that he'll give free rides to the public the next day. The test site is located in Hawthorne, California, just south of Los Angeles. Speeds will be limited to 155 miles an hour, far short of the 750 miles an hour that's the target when it goes into operation. No doubt this will also play into the Elon Musk mystique that could drive up the price of Tesla stock, even though this has nothing to do with Tesla. The engines in cars and trucks in the U.S. keep getting smaller. That's thanks to downsizing and turbocharging. Ward's Auto reports that the average engine displacement last year was 2.9 liters. But by 2025, that will drop to 2.6 liters. Now, that's for all light vehicles. Passenger cars will have an average of 2.1 liters, while trucks will have an average of 2.8 liters, but that's down from 3.2 liters today. Speaking of engines, we took a trip down memory lane on Autoline After Hours to take a deep dive into the Ford flathead V8. It wasn't the first V8 ever put into production, but we talked about what made it innovative.
So the big innovation here, prior to the flathead V8, every V8 was found pretty much in luxury cars, high-priced vehicles. And that's partly because they had to make them in separate pieces. They didn't have the foundry technology to do them in one single block.
Whereas the others were, you know, castings that were bolted together.
Exactly. Well, you'd have a crankcase, and then you'd have a separate casting with the cylinders and then the intake and everything. So you'd have to machine all those surfaces, you'd have to hold those tolerances, and you have to assemble it. So there's all this work that goes into it. Henry Ford, through sheer force of will, I guess, got them, Charlie Sorensen, his cast iron Charlie, one of his engineers, to design this engine and produce it and get it reliably done in one go, which brought the cost down enough that they could put it in a low-price car to compete with Chevrolet.
Sorensen was a manufacturing genius.
Yes, yes.
You can watch that entire show right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. And coming up next, man, we just saw one of the best races in the Formula One season.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by ExxonMobil.
In racing news over the weekend, Formula One fans were treated to one of the best racings of the season at the U.S. Grand Prix in Austin, Texas. Different team strategies and some terrific driving created a nail-biter of a finish that saw Kimi Raikkonen take the win in his Ferrari. It was the first time in 5 years that the 39-year-old Finn won a Grand Prix. Second place went to Max Verstappen, who started 18th on the grid in his Renault-powered Red Bull. Lewis Hamilton took his Mercedes to third place, but failed to sew up the championship. His battle with Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel will continue for at least another race. In the NASCAR Cup race, Chase Elliott pulled out a win in his Chevrolet Camaro at the Kansas Speedway. Kyle Busch finished second in a Toyota Camry, while Kyle Larson finished third in another Camaro. Even so, Larson was eliminated from the chase, what NASCAR also calls the playoffs, and also eliminated were Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, and Alex Bowman. A number of automakers have started testing exoskeletons for their factory workers recently. Now, Hyundai and Kia are the latest. They'll start testing them at their North American plants at the end of the year. The devices, which the workers wear, help reduce stress and fatigue, and that should help prevent injuries from repetitive motions. Coming up next, FCA just hit the jackpot. It was better than winning the lottery.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
FCA just earned itself a big, fat payday. It finally sold off its parts division, Magneti Marelli, and it sold it to Japanese supplier Kelsonic Kansei. FCA sold it for a whopping $7.1 billion. This is the first major deal made by new CEO Mike Manley, and he's shown that he's a shrewd negotiator because the late CEO, Sergio Marchione, was not able to get the deal done. Magneti will still supply parts to FCA, and its headquarters will remain in Italy. Say, are automakers bullish about sales in North America? They just boosted production in the third quarter, not by much, just about 1.3%. But that says they think the market is still very healthy. Not unexpectedly, passenger car production dropped while truck production grew. Another reason that production grew is that Volvo just started producing S60s at its new plant in South Carolina, though the numbers are still small. Even so, as production grows, so do sales. And that's because every vehicle that gets built gets sold. You know, they don't disassemble them at the end of the year and send the parts back to the suppliers. And with that, we wrap up today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.